Just go away. Do you ever need some time to be away from everyone? Feel like you need to get away from it all? Do you ever get really weary or short-tempered? Generally crabby? Who's ever been crabby? No one here, right? So did Jesus. Jesus got crabby. In the first part of today's reading, it's a tired and crabby Jesus. See, he was trying to get away from it all. It says that he entered a house and didn't want anyone to know he was there. He was hiding. He wanted to get away from the crowds. He needed some back-to-me time, right? Even though he was looking for private time, a woman found him. She had the audacity to find him and asked him to heal her daughter. And Jesus' response to the woman was, well, it was less than kind. It was offensive, actually. Jesus shouldn't have said what he said. That's really a point here. But he did say it. He told her that her people weren't as important as the people he was here for. He told her that her people were at best little puppies. And at worst, they were just simply dogs. He just wanted her to go away. And if you look at what Jesus said through today's eyes, what he said was racist, degrading, and simply awful. Seen through today's eyes, it is inexcusable for Jesus to have spoken to this woman like that. Seen through the eyes of when Jesus spoke the words, it may not be quite as offensive, but it is at least not nice. Jesus got caught being not nice, or from our perspective, being racist, being offensive. He shouldn't have said what he said. I think that the woman in this story, it would have been perfectly reasonable if she would have responded with the cultural equivalent of forget you to him. But she didn't. She addressed Jesus' snark with some of her own. It wasn't offensive, but it did point out how awful what Jesus said was. She said, dogs are important too. Now, Jesus should have apologized. He may have, although the Bible doesn't record that. Jesus did do an about-face, though. He told the woman that because of what she said, he would heal her daughter. Scholars say, and I trust what the scholars say on this, that this is a time in the New Testament, probably the only time where Jesus is bested in an argument. He's always the one that said the profound things and bested whoever was sparring with him. This time, he was bested, and a woman taught him something. Jesus healed the daughter of a Gentile woman, and with that woman's help, I am sure Jesus learned a lesson. Jesus, who was fully capable of performing miracles, was also fully human. He was tired and he needed a break for his sake. He understood mood swings, exhaustion, snarky comments, and even learning a lesson from another person. And that's only the first part of today's Bible reading. It's something that you don't normally talk about, and I have read all kinds of writings, sermons, that try to explain away. Jesus was really testing her faith and trying to get her to do this. You know what? We don't have to hide it there. It wasn't a nice thing Jesus did. From our eyes, it was awful, horrible, offensive. From Jesus' eyes, it was at least not nice. And he learned a lesson. It paints a picture of Jesus that is unexpurgated, real, genuine, authentic. It paints a picture of someone I'd really like to know better because they get crabby. Everyone's crabby. I know that it's nice to be around people that are never crabby, but it somehow doesn't seem real. if someone never is a little bit off, right? And that's only the first part of the reading. Let's take a look at the second part. There is something in the second part that carries offense in today's culture as well. Jesus opened the ears and loosed the tongue of a deaf man. There was something wrong with him, and Jesus opened him up. Be opened, right? And made it right. End of story. Except that in the deaf world, it's not nearly so neat and tidy. As a matter of fact, it is anything but neat and tidy. Deaf culture values deafness, and deaf parents desire deaf children. Deaf culture teaches us that parents who are deaf desire to have children who are deaf. And people in American deaf culture who speak American Sign Language like who they are. You know, debates rage about these things called cochlear implants. You're familiar with cochlear implants? They give many who are deaf the ability to have a sensation that is something like we would call hearing. Some say that children born deaf should absolutely have cochlear implants. Others say that it's cruel and inhumane to even think about it. A deaf person might read this story of Jesus, the second part of the reading, and wonder, why would Jesus want to make a deaf man hearing? Did he even ask if he wanted to be hearing? And a hearing person might read this story and think, how wonderful it is that Jesus performed a miracle and fixed the defect. The Claggett Statement. It's a good name to remember, Claggett. Claggett Statement, it's a document put together by deaf and hearing Christians. It was put together in about 1984, published in 1985. And it recognizes both that the church has been part of the oppression of deaf people and that it needs to move to a new position of liberation for both deaf and hearing people. Christians have historically marginalized those who are deaf, teaching them that they have to change from deaf into hearing. Here's a part of the Claggett Statement. It says, "We believe that the message of Jesus is a message of liberation, not liberation from deafness per se, but liberation from all forms of oppression, which include the denial of basic human needs for things like unencumbered communication, healthy human interaction, self-esteem, positive recognition of one's culture and language, and meaningful education. We do not view deafness as a sickness or handicap. We view it as a gift from God, which has led to the creation of a unique language and culture worthy of respect and affirmation. We believe that it is necessary to stop trying to communicate the gospel through hearing people's eyes, through their interpretation and understanding of the Bible, and through their methods. Deaf people have a right to know the gospel in their own language and relevant to their own context." Hearing people are the ones who wanted deaf people to be hearing, not deaf people. Deaf people are happy as they are. And what's a deaf person to do with the second part of today's reading? You know, we always seek to understand the Bible in our context, in the context that it's written, and in our context. And our understanding of deaf culture and deaf ministry has changed since the time of Jesus. In that time, there was not an awareness of the culture of the deaf, and times have changed greatly. The language of deaf people actually was not even recognized as a language until the 1960s. And our recognition of the richness of experience and incalculable value deaf people bring to the Christian experience has changed and continues to grow. So these words of Jesus, "be opened." Be opened in our context isn't about changing a person who is deaf into a hearing one. It isn't about defining what's broken about a person and then telling them that they need to be fixed. be opened is about knowing that Jesus opens our eyes and our ears and our hearts to love God and to love one another. We can't limit what God can do or what God can abide. We just can't. It's not our job to limit. We try to do it all the time and say, you ever heard someone saying, God can't abide this? That's a human being talking about what God can't abide. You know what? I can't define. I can't limit what God can abide. No one is ostracized from God's love. No one is ostracized from God's neighborhood. If our belief system includes any measure of, but they need to blank in order to be accepted into God's neighborhood, then we need to reevaluate our belief system. I can't be any clearer than that, I don't think. People mess up, and God still gets things done. People do things that they think are helpful, but aren't. And God still gets things done. All of us gathered here, you are precious and necessary and important, and your presence in this community of faith makes it better. And maybe sometimes you'll be crabby and get caught. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your unconditional love. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Help us when we mess up to know there's nothing that separates us from your love. Help us to be advocates for justice. Help us to be receivers of justice. Help us to be people who live for your justice. In Jesus' name, amen.